Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. Miles?
This is Miles Title on the Miles Title Show. Special guest, Bob.
Oh, okay, so now you're taking over. First of all, last week, you tell everybody Roger Dodger's the number one fan,
yeah.
And then now you're saying it's the Miles Title Show.
Well, you know, I've been watching those Hollywood True Story things, you know.
Yeah.
I'm getting a big head like Suzanne Summers did, you know.
Oh, okay. Because you're the perky blonde in this,
yeah,
tree, duo here?
Yeah, I'm the perky blonde with the breasts.
So. Well, I guess you are. You certainly got the belly. Even though my belly is bigger, you seem to want to show yours more.
Well, show it. That's what I say.
Whenever you're in public. So you're getting like Suzanne Summers because you're, you know... You think you're bigger than the show.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask for more money, I think.
Well, hey, you never know. Maybe it'll come through.
You're right.
Considering we don't sell advertising space.
We can't.
We don't really pull in a lot of dough on this gig here.
No, we don't.
So, I don't know. But hey, you know, maybe you can do personal appearances.
That could be arranged.
Because, you know, you did that, you know, you went and saw Chuck Napier.
That's true.
Maybe you could do a personal appearance, have weird, freaky, internet geek people come talk to you.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Why is that?
Because I went to another personal appearance this week.
Was it your own? Do you stand in front of the mirror?
Yes. Yes, yeah, I'm interviewing myself.
I would think so with that whole Miles Title show.
Yeah. I saw an astronaut.
You saw an astronaut?
Yes.
Which astronaut would that be?
Wally
Schirra?
No.
Neil Armstrong?
No.
Jim Lovell?
No.
Alan Bean?
No. What if I said the name?
Buzz Aldrin.
No, I just said his name. It wasn't Buzz. You weren't listening. It's James Kelly is who I saw.
James Kelly. Sounds like a made-up name to me.
Jim Kelly.
Wait a minute. Wasn't he quarterback for the Bills or something?
Yeah, now he's an astronaut. Go figure.
Well?
No, it is not.
They couldn't win. So.
It is not. No, it's not. No.
Oh, okay.
This guy has not gone up on the shuttle yet, but plans
to. Okay. Wait a minute. Wait a second here. So he's not really an astronaut. He's more like some kind of junior cadet guy.
He's in remedial NASA or something.
He's still in the Vomit Comet. He's not went into space. He is not felt zero G as it was meant to be felt out in space.
I don't know.
If he hasn't... If he hasn't left the Earth, then, you know, he hasn't really been there.
Well, he's flown high. I mean, does that count?
Hey, man, we've all flown high.
Okay, let me rephrase that. In a vehicle.
Oh, okay. Well, again, we've all flown high in a vehicle.
And I'm not talking about your daddy's Chevy either. You know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's a pilot, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's a pilot. He plans to go up in the next couple of years.
He's in the rotation.
I guess, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he'll probably be, you know, buffing the Hubble telescope mirror or something. He'll get up there.
I don't know. I don't know what's involved with that. He might, who knows. But
little Jimmy Kelly, Hubble astronaut buffer.
I wanted to do an interview, but I was really rushed for time, so I wasn't able to. I had all these... nerdy parents asking stupid questions in front of me with their stupid kids.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, what kind of questions were they asking?
You're like, how high do you fly?
How high do you fly? Like what, your reconnaissance missions or what?
Yeah, you know, the guy's like, I don't, you know, like 60,000 or some, you know, big number. And
yeah.
The dad's like, wow, son, did you hear that? That's a lot higher than Michael Jordan.
Oh, man.
In the meantime, you know, I'm trying to get to this guy.
So did you feel stupid being the only person there without kids?
The only adult without kids? Yeah, I did. I was almost looking to see if I could rent a kid or something, you know, because I didn't bring my own kid.
Yeah, that would have been that would have went over well there with mall security. There's a man trying to purchase my son for $10 for the next half hour.
Young boy, how would you like to earn $10? Oh, my God.
Ah! You like Gladiator movies.
Yeah. So I'm in line. There's like three families in front of me, and they're taking their sweet time.
So now is that all the people that are there?
Well, I got there late.
So three people in front of you, and that was it?
Well, that was three families.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's about five or six people in a family.
Oh, okay. Where you live at now, a family consists of more than four people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, okay, I'm the very next guy to go, right? So
yeah.
I'm checking all my equipment. Cause I had to get out of there. You know, I had some other stuff going on, you know. I had to get going. And the next thing I know, this old timer has cut in front of me. It's getting autographed and asking like 20 questions.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what is going on, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Gramps, get to the back of the line, you know.
That's the extended family there.
Yeah, it's like, what, you ain't got long to go or what? You know, I'm going to boot your ass to the back of the line.
I'm not going to make it through this rotation.
Just in case I don't make it up front door, can you give me an autograph now? I'm like, hey, Gramps, where's the fire? Get back in line.
Hey, I was in line, and then I stepped out to go get one of them cookies over there at the cookie factory.
Actually, they did have cookies and punch there, by the way.
Oh, did they? For free?
Yeah, I didn't have any. I didn't have any time. I was in line, this stupid line, and I thought, who's dumb enough to go see an astronaut, you know?
That hasn't even went up.
Yeah, you know?
Well, now we talked about this before you went, and you said the guy was graduated in 82?
Yeah.
From the town where you're living at now?
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere in the cornfields of Iowa?
Yes.
And so the guy's about your age?
He would be older than me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, you're within, what, 10 years?
Yes.
You're within 5 years.
Probably about five, yeah.
Were you really humbled by the fact that this guy's an astronaut, you know? And you're doing an internet radio show that hardly anybody listens to?
Well, yeah, a little bit, yeah. A little.
Hey, but at least I got that going for me.
Which is nice.
Well, you know, did you get the autograph?
Yeah, I got the autograph, and it'll be on its way. I haven't got to mail it yet. I'll get it there, though.
Oh, okay.
You know, it'll get
Why don't you just fax me a copy?
Well, I don't know how well it's going to turn out. But
oh, okay. That's all right.
Well, we'll get it to you.
So the Charles Napier thing was like a whole involved thing, but this thing is like nothing.
Yeah, you know, this turned out to be a lot more difficult than I thought.
So you had your equipment there, but you just couldn't take the time to do it because the old guy cut in front of you?
Yeah, I had no time to do this. Zero.
So was the guy like kind of, you know, let down by the fact that he never turned anything on?
Yeah, he probably thought I was insane with all this camera equipment, and I was having him sign things, and, you know.
It's a bomb!
What's all this for?
I'm going to go do something later.
Yeah, I'm filming some stuff later.
Because we're actually going to have video of this interview, aren't we?
Yeah.
That would have been pretty cool.
Maybe I can just do it with stick puppets, you know?
Hey, yeah, why don't you just do that? Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
Do little note card stick puppets and send them to me along with the picture, and we'll put it up.
Okay.
We'll animate it and put it up as if you were there.
Because he was wearing, like, this blue jumpsuit, you know?
Oh, was he wearing with the patches?
Yep, yeah. Yeah.
Was he hooked up to an air conditioning unit or anything?
He had a white helmet on, you know.
Now, does that hose hook up front like that, Mr. Kelly? You're awful happy sitting there. Wait a minute, this is on reverse. It's not blowing air in at all. Well, anyway, yeah, do the stick figure thing. It'll be fun. We'll look for it in the other section of the website in a week or so.
Oh, all right.